Aries. This is your weekly tarot card reading from Born Without Boundaries Tarot. We're going to start out with the astrology, and I got to say it's very powerful astrology for you this week and very prominent. So you will definitely be making an impact this week. And then we're going to get into the cards. Okay. So if for some reason you don't like astrology, why are you here? But you could fast forward to the tarot, to the oracle tarot card part. It's about 6 minutes in, FYI. For those of you who love this content, please make sure to subscribe to the channel and ring that notification bell so that you know when I upload your favorite content. Aries content gets uploaded every single Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific time. So that's over here on the West Coast, 9 a.m. And I always create an extended reading, which basically just continues on the message and gives you even more details. So I hope you guys will join me there. That link is right below. And that link is right below. Or you could join my Unbound channel membership and get unlimited access to all the extended readings for the life of your membership, plus all the other channel perks, including exclusive content I don't post anywhere else. So if you want to join me also, Aries, for daily tarot card readings, I have a second YouTube channel just for that, and I'll post the link above. It's called Astrology Motivation, and that's where I do general live chats every single day, so or Monday through Friday. So hope you join me there too. So what can you expect from the astrology this week? Well, with the week, when it begins, there's a sextile to Saturn and a square to Pluto. And that square to Pluto will remain throughout this week and probably beyond. But, and what does that mean? Well, it definitely intensifies Mars, right? It makes Mars hungry for a change, almost angry for a change. You can tap into some real primal instincts, but that also means, because it's a square, you're going to have to be faced with a lot of your primal instincts and be like, how do I work within this? You can't really control primal instincts, but you can make good decisions based on them and you can use it in the right way. The challenge is primarily wanting it now, wanting to get it done now, insisting, being insistent, dogging somebody, right? That kind of energy could be part of the challenge to stay away from. But there is a beautiful intensity that Pluto gives any energy. The square could mean that you're having problems with a level of intensity, especially coming from stuff that you can't control. So what is your relationship to all of those things that you can't control? This is when you will contend with those things or maybe be getting a lot of those things thrown in your face. Now, the sextile with Saturn will definitely help you work through anything and put everything into a specific order, a use. You'll find a way to use the energy. You'll find a way to even use the challenges. But that sextile to Saturn fades pretty quickly. And then for most of the week, it's just that square to Pluto until we get toward the end of the week after the new moon, and suddenly there's another sextile to Mercury this time, which is a beautiful way of like your mind working very quickly, very precisely. Mars sextile to Mercury is very mentally agile, mentally aggressive. Answers will come to you quickly. Speech will come to you quickly. You'll be able to tackle all kinds of problem solving issues. So that could actually really help you toward the end of the week to be able to deal, comprehend, or put to good use that square to Pluto energy. This is the thing. When you're square to Pluto, it almost means like you're challenged by aspects and dynamics of faith that you can't control and that you shouldn't be trying to control. When you're sextile to Saturn, it's almost like, hey, I got this. Let me try to figure it out. But can you really figure it out? Is that dynamic, that square? It's like, this is the thing of Pluto. You can't figure Pluto out. Pluto can only be dealt with through faith and vibrations, right? The beast can be soothed with music. So trust your instincts, trust vibrational input, but also like try to resist the desire that's going to be plaguing you this week, which is to figure it out yourself and to do it alone. I think once Mars is sextile to Mercury, there's a much better chance of you realizing that I'm not supposed to do this alone. I'm not supposed to be alone. And I'm supposed to communicate and also delegate responsibilities. I can't take all these burdens on myself, because if you try, you will push too far and make yourself collapse. So let's get into the cards. Aries. Oh, turn knowledge into wisdom. And this is really Pluto-esque energy. This is a moon card. But once again, intuitive energy. What you see in the dark, you have to trust as being real. And what you feel intuitively and instinctively, you have to really get in touch with that primal aspect of yourself, because there is knowledge there and there is wisdom there. You instinctually understand things, and so use it to develop yourself, to go to a higher state of your being. That's also what you'll be challenged with in this square to Pluto, this sense of, are you the highest version of yourself? Can you do better? Yes, you can. You have the wisdom, you have the experience, and channel it, trust it. Trust it beyond what you can see and what you can control. This is really important. There's also a sense of seeing something, learning something, finally getting access to or being privy to information that was hidden from you, or maybe even some stuff that you should not have seen, so that you can then turn that around and make. Wisdom isn't about using it to your advantage. Wisdom is about making you realize something, having an aha moment. It's about growth. It's about expansion. It's about what you've learned that somebody maybe didn't want you to see, or maybe based on feelings that you didn't want to have, but now they're there. What does it teach me about myself? What does it teach me about this situation? How do I learn from it, and how do I grow from it? That's kind of what it's about. Be generous of spirit. So it's not about getting at somebody. It's about being a leader and going in the direction that is closest to your heart, or finding the strength. And this is the moon and the sun. And the moon and the sun conjunct on Tuesday, because there's a new moon on Tuesday in Cancer. So this is like getting your heart and your head on the same page and in a sweet synchronicity, so that you're really positive about yourself. You're really certain about yourself. You're really certain about what's important and where your morals and ethics live now. Lead through your intuition, also being able to take leadership, or I don't know if you're trying to like get into a leadership position, maybe an unexpected leadership position that you didn't expect, or you didn't seek, you didn't ask for. But at the same time, that's what makes the best leaders, the ones who didn't want to be, right? So that could be coming up for you too. Surrender now, just go with it. It's also something that you may have to dive right into and just hit the ground running and trust, have faith that you can do this and that you are ready for this, even if you don't feel ready for it. So look out for that. Look out for those opportunities. This could be foreign travel, certainly, going somewhere around the new moon, or just realizing something, or like expansion, having your mind grow and your mind be open suddenly to what you formerly could not see. Now you are, or now you're finally admitting what you really desire, what's really important to you, and how much you really want it. And then we have time for a beginner mind, porcupine spirit. Wow. This is actually really tremendously transitional and evolutionary transformational energy. Time for a beginner mind. Yeah, it's almost like it's something new is starting. You're ready for it. You're not going in completely unarmed. You have the armor. You were built for this. There's still a newness to this situation. Having to trust that you're gonna be okay. And then make your dreams real. It's almost like if you don't look at something in a different way, you're not going to be able to see what it, like its true benefits or the true potential. Make your dreams real is all about like weaving, walking into a spider web or trying to avoid a spider web or getting caught. I keep hearing getting caught here. It's almost like in some ways, because this is Scorpionic energy, this Pluto energy is, it doesn't want to let you move on. It doesn't want to let you see things in a different way. It's going to make you doubt or fear or feel like you're being led into a trap. And that's kind of a manipulation of sorts. Something is trying to block you or hold you back. What is it? What is this trying to block Aries or hold them back? What is this? Dream the world into being, something with the past, something with maybe it's trying to rewrite history. Maybe that's what it is, this attempt to rewrite history so as to change it. But essentially it's also like acknowledging the history. Instead of moving on from it, you're stuck and you're sticking to it and you're trying to rewrite it. How about this? Just move on from it. This spider web is almost like a sense of, I'm going to trap you. I'm not going to let you go further. Dream the world into being. What is this? What kind of obligations do you have that's sort of blocking you or keeping you from being able to move forward in the way that you want? Dream the world into being is, yeah, there was pain and suffering and loss here, but look to the future. You want to look to the future. You want to move on, but there's something that is keeping you stuck or holding you up, blocking your passage. What is it? It could be expectations from the past, but I don't know. What is it? We want to know what's blocking Aries' way. Okay. Life is speeding up. I'm asking what is blocking you, and nothing is talking to me. Give with gratitude and grace, and then love is all around. So what's blocking you may be your expectations, what you want, or even just bloodlust, right? This sense of, I got to catch something. I got to trap it. Watch out for that and get your spines ready so that you can defend against somebody who is going to charge you too high a cost or make you pay a toll to cross a bridge. That's a bunch of fucking bullshit. Trying to trap people. You may be able to trap somebody if they just fling themselves in, but you're not going to be able to fucking trap a goddamn porcupine. So it's almost like be ready and be certain. And it's that certainty that's going to help you basically pass this test. Life is speeding up here, Aries. You're taking action, but it's through communication. There's some sort of phone calls or letters or emails being exchanged. There's communication. This is Gemini energy. Communication coming through. Somebody's really trying to work it out or help you. They're willing to give you a lot of help. Love is all around. I feel like people are really giving to you now. They're really open. They want you to succeed, or you want somebody to succeed. This is all Gemini energy, which is about friendship and communications and one-on-one communications, helping somebody with communications, doing something out of the kindness of your heart instead of for any other reason at all. You don't want to be. I mean, this is definitely like, get ready because life is about to go fast. And just give. Don't worry about the receiving end. And you'll find more and more people around here willing to help you or support you, singing your praises. It's like people are singing your praises. So it may not actually be you that's helping you out of this sticky situation, but friends. Especially if this is emotional, I think that it's friendship that is going to light the way and help pull you through and make you not so afraid of something. Because this is Aquarian energy. So it's about, do this as a community. Your community and your friends will be your shield. It will be your armor. You know, they won't let anybody trap you. So listen to your friends now, especially toward the end of the week when there's that sextile to Mercury, because your friends are going to make it very clear to you something that you may not have seen. You may have just look at, because it's almost like your friends are standing between you and danger, just flying right in and just throwing yourself into something. Listen to your friends and listen to their feedback this week. That's extremely important for you guys to hear and know, because there is some sort of trap set. I don't think it may be a spiritual. I don't think so. I think it's a manipulative person, to be honest with you. This is scorpionic energy. So it may not be a Scorpio or a Scorpio sun, but it is somebody who likes to make you walk the way they want you to walk, or sets a lot of weaves a spider web to catch their prey, right? And it's your friends who are going to block you from that. And really listen to them. Talk communication. They may be able to get you out of a hairy situation or signing a contract that may be exploitive of you. So it really is about learning how to relinquish control and trust other people's mind, like trust other people's insights. This is an extremely important message that you need to hear. We have Taurus energy, so could be about business, could be about money, could be about finance, could be about luxury, could be about, I don't know, self-worth. Let's read what Taurus is about. I don't really know this. I know these are new cards for me, guys, so hold up. Come on. Sorry, guys. It is time to awaken your sixth sense, the innate wisdom that is meant to ground you to what is real. In other words, what's really happening instead of what somebody tried to make appear happen, right? This can be done through the continual practice of mindfulness and meditation. These tools help quell the ego that by nature is at odds with your inner knowing. You may also open this connection by chanting or drumming. A developed inner guidance system will enhance you. No. It's your friends that are alerting you to what's real, what's really happening, what's really going on, and what somebody wants to make you believe, or something like going on under the surface. So what exactly is going on under the surface? Like, what the fuck is that? Let's get the moon. No. What exactly is going out into the surface? Material harvest. Okay, so bountifulness, plentifulness, fulfillment of wishes. Oh, so they don't want you to give up on something. They don't want you to get stuck or give up on something or stop. They want you to keep going, because look it. They have so much, either your friends have so much to give, they want to help you in so many ways, or there's so much additional help out there. There's an abundance of assistance. Also, though, fulfillment of wishes, people will help you. People want to get behind you and support you. This is almost like the end of It's a Wonderful Life. This sense of you have value. You hold a lot of value with people. They love you and they want to help you connect. They want you to succeed. It's almost like, but they're your sixth sense. They're tapping into it's almost like they're being your sixth sense for you. So trust them and trust what they say. Also, a sense of being around friends or heading toward friends is going to lead to some sort of success. It's going to lead to some sort of connection or, like networking that you needed. That it's, yeah. Holy crap. Hold on. No, this card. I want to try these cards. They keep calling to me. Aries, we have forgiveness heals. Time to release repressed anger as it's blocking your health and happiness. Interesting. And multifaceted, there are many layers and dimensions to the situation or person you're asking about. Forgiveness heals, Aries. It's you or them or you. This is a time to like move forward and put the friendship first and put all the crap behind. Like, don't get caught in your fears or your need for revenge, because honestly, that's just going to hold you back. This is a way to just talk it out and move on through and let things continue to roll forward. Aries, look at the bigger picture. This is also Sagittarian energy. There's something so much more important than the stupid little shit, the piddly little shit that's standing in your way or that threatens to stand in your way. This is once again Sagittarius energy though. It's not about diving headfirst in though. It's about looking at things from like a broader perspective and helping yourself become, I don't know, larger, expanding what? Aim, like extend your target. Don't make it so specific. I feel like that's what your friends are going to do. It's going to help you realize that you could have happiness in different places instead of just that little tiny area that you thought was something that you needed, something that you had. It's like connection through your friends is kicking you out of a stubbornness that could have caught you caught or stuck. Let's go to the tarot card reading. I'll see you guys in the extended. Bye.